Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for your word. Your word that has reminded us of your mighty acts in our history. And now we pray that as we reflect on it, it may create for us small and mighty acts in our lives and in the lives of others through us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In the devotional booklet, Our Daily Bread, in 1994, there was a piece on work and labor. And it said in part, if you're into bumper sticker philosophy, you've probably seen the axiom, I owe, so off the work I go. It's us best sung with the seven dwarfs, you know. For a vast portion of the workforce, then, that's the best reason they could muster for going to a job each day. According to a poll at that time, only 43% of American office workers were satisfied with their jobs. Now, that was 1994. I have a hunch it's even worse today. Because many people don't have a job. Or they continue to work in a job they hate because they're afraid that if they try to get another job, it won't happen and they'll be left with nothing. They need to pay the bill, so they stay in a job they detest. In our Romans passage today, Paul is talking to a church that is expressing great dissension in the community of faith. And I was struck by that one statement in those few verses. Outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. Now, I love how Eugene Peterson paraphrases this in his book, The Message. He says, practice playing second fiddle. As we celebrate this Labor Day, I think we all can agree, maybe because of different reasons, but I think we can all agree that the labor situation in our nation is a mess. Thanks to the financial depression, recession, and to politics. Largely because we've gotten away from honoring people, honoring their sense of vocation. And we've become more interested in getting the money that we can by playing money games with their vocations. The vocations of those who make the products and provide the services. And you may be asking, okay, Tom, what do you mean by playing games here? Take a look at the picture on the front of your bulletin. It's a picture of wheat farmers gathering together to thresh the wheat during the harvest season. At the beginning of the threshing season, groups of farmers would band together with all of their equipment and go around to each of their farms and thresh the wheat. They respected the help of each other and honored each other by helping each other. Now, we've gotten away from that. And work is done not so that it honors and helps others necessarily, but for the bottom line. The famous bottom line, the profit. So it can be maximized that others, the investors, may have money. Now, I don't want you to hear this as I'm against investing. I'm not saying that at all. But we have gotten to this place where the investors seem to have more say over how a company is run than the people who are doing the actual work and services. Many are laid off. so that there are fewer salaries to pay and benefits to cover. Or the bottom line. And those who are left, they have to pick up the slack. And they are being burned out. We have several people in our congregation who are heads of departments. And their departments have been cut numerous times over the years. And I hear them sharing with me often how much more difficult it is getting for them to get the same amount of work done. They are being burned out, literally. We are being very poor stewards of our nation's workforce. We are not honoring them, the gifts, and the enthusiasm that they can bring to their work. And politics has further muddied this up by allowing these things to happen while fighting on petty things. People continue to lose jobs and corporations continue to make millions. Millions that could be used to keep people hired, keep people in jobs. And those who are making the products and giving the services are not getting their fair share in many cases. Our society has developed a very misguided view of work and finances. And nowhere do I see this more blatant. And I thought of this as I thought about next week is the beginning of the NFL football season. But it's not just football. It's professional baseball, professional hockey, professionals. I don't know if soccer's gotten there yet, but it's going to get there. And we hear the salaries that many of these players are making. Granted, not all of them, but many of them are making. And I always ask myself, we pay this kind of money to our athletes and entertainers. And really, our athletes are nothing but entertainers. But those who grow our food can't make ends meet. Those who mine our coal can not only not make ends meet, but they also have to work in unsafe conditions so that the company can maximize profits. Where is the honor of all people in this system? The church needs to speak up. The church needs to speak up for the labor force of this nation. I understand and I agree that some labor contracts have gotten out of kilter with reality. But there needs to be give and take on both sides. There needs to be a showing of honor to all people. It's wrong when a parent has to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet. I think one thing the church definitely needs to be doing is speaking up for a sustainable wage, minimum wage. We have to honor the gifts and work of those who make the products and the services that we depend on. That was the message of Paul. It was the message, certainly, of Jesus. That's the message of this table. The first table, the first time this table was set, it was set for a bunch of deserters and a snitch. And Jesus knew that. And yet, he honored them to the end. He served them and gave them his life and his love. Several days before that, he entered the temple and he turned over the money tables where they were cheating people out of their meager savings under the guise of religion. And Jesus declared it thievery and a sin. In light of that, what would Jesus say about the labor situation of our nation today? I think he would have a lot to say about it. And it would not be easy to hear what he says. The church and we as individuals need to get angry and let our leaders, both political leaders and corporate leaders, know that these practices are not acceptable. We need to challenge them to come up with policy and follow practices that honor the workforce of our nation. As I tried to share with the children, and I hope you picked up on it, a person's labor is a God-given gift to themselves and to others. And we need to respect and honor that gift. Amen.